Family Network of Wyoming and Express Employment Professionals of Grand Rapids are working in partnership. Let's talk about an upcoming Drive Up job fair in August to do just that. Carrie Brown on behalf of Family Network of Wyoming on the line. Good morning to you, Carrie.
Good morning, Shelley.
Cool. We're looking at an August 12th and an August 26th in the afternoon. I'll have you share all the specifics, but first share the specifics about Family Network of Wyoming.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. Family Network of Wyoming is a social service organization. One of our primary services is a food pantry. We've been serving the community since 2004. And in addition to our food pantry, we also do durable medical equipment lending, and we do a family Christmas store for families in Wyoming during the holiday season. But like I said, our primary service is our food pantry. And as you can imagine, during this time of COVID, there's been a huge increase in need in that space.
Yes, in need, I imagine, for those to use your services. And do you also take in from the community as well?
We do, yeah. All of our durable medical equipment is donated, and we do receive a lot of donations for food, personal hygiene items. We just had an appeal for toilet paper. We were running low, and it's one of those things that we want to make sure that we can provide to people that turn to us. So we had community members dropping off toilet paper, which thankfully we can get at the grocery stores again.
That's called the reality of life. There you go, and the reality of your services. So let's talk about what's happening in August when it comes to a job fair, Carrie.
Yeah, certainly. So one of the things that Family Network likes to do is partner with others in the community who are experts at what they do. Express Employment has been connecting people with full-time permanent jobs for a long time. They're one of our supporters. And we reached out to them. They recently did a drive-up job fair at their location on 44th Street. And we thought that that would be a really great idea to combine that. We're doing drive-up food pantry right now just to limit exposure within our building. And so we thought when people drove through for their food pantry service, if they were interested in having a conversation about getting a permanent job placement, they could pull into a parking spot and one of the Express Employment professionals would be able to have a conversation with them about jobs that they're hiring for, that they're looking to place people in, and get that ball rolling. Have people only have to go to one location and receive both of those services at the same time.
Oh, very efficient. Exactly when and where?
So Family Network of Wyoming is located at 1029 44th Street. We're basically right across from the 44th Street Armory. The job fair is going to take place on 2 days while our food pantry is open. Both of them are Wednesdays, and it is August 12th and August 26th, and it'll be running from 1:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. And you don't have to be coming for food pantry service to come to the drive-up job fair. If somebody needs food pantry service and wants to talk about a job, they can do both. But if somebody just wants to do that drive-up job fair, they're welcome to pull in, find one of the marked parking spots, and wait for one of the Express Employment employees to come over and have a conversation with them. They'll remain in their car, and the Express Employment professionals will have masks on, and they'll keep social distance while having that conversation.
Will there be an opportunity to find out what jobs may be available prior to these dates?
Yes, absolutely. So Express Employment professionals can be found online. They do have job postings. It's a lot of light industrial right now. Some administrative office positions, their jobs start between $12 and $15 an hour. But if somebody wanted to go out and look at their website or, you know, make a phone call in advance, they can certainly go to Express Employment Professionals of Grand Rapids website.
And again, sometimes it's all about preparation. Should I bring a resume, a card, or some type of other documentation?
If somebody has a resume, that would be really helpful. If they have one prepared and want to bring it. Otherwise, Express Employment Professionals has a pocket resume tool that they could provide to people to help gather that information. You know, a driver's license is helpful for just some of that demographic information. But just really a willingness to get back to work, to looking for that full-time job, or looking for that permanent placement. Somebody that's got that motivation and that readiness to get back to work is really the biggest requirement.
Yes, well, my notes do tell me, and per this printing, over 14% of people in Michigan are still employed, and I trust that kind of includes our area, according to your statistics, Carrie?
Yeah, so the Bureau of Labor Statistics is, you know, obviously the ones that are the experts at keeping track of that, but as of the end of June, Michigan as a whole was still seeing about 14% unemployment. And by comparison, I think in the January timeframe, we were at about 3% unemployment. So obviously COVID had a huge impact on people losing jobs. Some employers have decided to keep the doors closed permanently. Economically, they couldn't make it work. Some are reducing staffing and some just haven't gotten back to work yet. And people that are looking to, you know, get back in the workforce, it might be time for them to look at a different employer too. So we'd love to be a part of getting people back on the job and just know that this is such a hard time for everybody, but, you know, everybody wants to contribute and make a difference in life. So.
The Bonding of Family Network of Wyoming and Express Employment Professionals of Grand Rapids, again, working in partnership for this Drive Up Job Fair. And before I ask for final details, Carrie, your family network food pantry served 11,000 people a year before COVID hit?
Yes. Yeah, last year it was a little bit over 11,000 people. And just to give you a perspective of how big the need is that COVID caused, in April alone, we saw over 2,700 people. So almost a third of what we helped in all of last year, we helped in 1 month. You know, the unemployment system was really broken back in April. People just couldn't get through. And so thankfully, emergency food providers like Family Network were there to stand in that gap and make sure that nobody went without a meal or at their family table in that crisis situation. So we've come back down where our numbers are closer to 1,200 a month in May and June. And so, you know, it is leveling off, but still for there to be 1,200 people in need of food, you know, we want to make sure that we're there providing what they need.
Very nice. All right, details one more time for these August opportunities.
Yeah, August 12th and August 26th from 1:30 to 4:30. Anybody seeking employment, please come to Family Network of Wyoming at 1029 44th Street, right across from the Armory there on 44th Street. Pull into a parking spot and be ready to have a conversation about a full-time permanent job with
Great.
Express Employment Professionals.
Great. And how do we find out more information about Family Network of Wyoming under your leadership?
Our website is at fntw.org, or you can find us on Facebook if you search Family Now.
All right. Prepare appropriately for these August opportunities. Thanks a lot to you, Carrie Brown, on behalf of Family Network of Wyoming and this partnership with Express Employment Professionals.
Thanks so much, Shelley. Have a great day.
See ya.